Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Herrenstein. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Herbert. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Rojas steals second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Rojas moves to third. Allen moves to second. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Phillies. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rojas moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Phillies. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Herbert moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Herrenstein hits a pop-up towards the mound. Buell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Gary Wagner now pitching. Ruben Amaro now playing shortstop. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Dalrymple and he is out, Allen applying the tag. Landrum moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Banks moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to third. Santo moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-2 in the game. Buell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dalrymple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amaro moves to third. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Amaro tags and scores. One out. It's 9-3, Cubs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, Cubs. Billy Heft now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Dalrymple and he is out, Amaro applying the tag. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rojas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Pat Corrales pinch hits for Clay Dalrymple. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Gary Wagner. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Amaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Stewart pinch hits for John Briggs. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Pat Corral is now catching. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Cookie Rojas now playing center field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Rojas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herrenstein picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herrenstein. Santo moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. Clemens moves to third. It's 10-5, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Callison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Cubs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Allen strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Landrum hits a line drive towards first. Herrenstein catches it and steps on first to double up Beckert. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0 for 4 in the game. Herrenstein strikes out. One out. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0 for 1 in the game. Corrales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Abernathy covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Philadelphia Phillies, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.